I usually get like 3 minutes to decide, no? What you talking about? What you talking about? Oh, I got something good. Okay. I say, you want more halachitic or more, what do you guys want?
No.
Huh?
No.
Now, but Dafka. Well, all right. I have a kasha. I will talk something. I have a kasha. A kasha is like this. The kasha is, does, sometimes you have a shayla that the answer is better than, the kasha is better than the answer. And sometimes you have a kasha that the kasha is so big that it's mechayev you to rethink that there's a flaw in your kasha. Because the kasha is so good that you can't answer it the way it is. I once asked Rav Asher Zang, said, I asked him a question of something in learning. And he told me an answer, and I wasn't being psychic to understand it. It wasn't going in. Right? It was obviously starting to me. It wasn't that score. So he said to me like this. He said to me, you're making a mistake. You think that you have a kasha, and I'm giving you a teretz. That's not how it's going here. You have a kasha, and I'm showing you the flaw in the kasha. So because man that your mind is the biggest thing in learning. A lot of times you have a kasha, the Rebbe has a kasha, you ask a kasha, Chavrusa, and sometimes the answer is tamen, like the Chazal say, right? The Chati Tshuva is already in the Shaila. If you realize that my question is so strong, the hanocha I made in the question is so strong, you can't get out of it, then obviously the problem with your hanocha in the question, okay? No. So with that akdama, I'm going to ask you a question, which is so strong, it's such a big kasha, that obviously there's a flaw in the kasha. Over here you have, everybody tells this week's parsha, they talk about machlekes. There's something else in the parsha that because of that, machlekes overshadows. There's something here which l'daiti is such a big pella, and it gets overshadowed. Just parsha gets overshadowed. It's a very, very important nekuda in life, I think. And so it's one of the, I'll talk to you, Ashkaf, it's halacha. It's an afkamina in your life, not just three times a day, all day long it's an afkamina, but it makes a tremendous, tremendous nafkamina, and you can miss it. You can mamish miss it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's a peladik tefillah. You daven to Hashem, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, el minchasam, to the mincha of Koirach, do not listen. Don't listen to the mincha of Koirach. Don't listen to the tefillah. The Medrash explains, it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't listen to the tefillah of Koirach. Icham kasha. I have a kasha. Right? Koirach, Rosh HaMerusha. Rosh HaMerusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to open up the world, Gehenim opened up, whoosh, right? Rosh HaMerusha. And what was Karach davening for? What was Karach davening for? He was davening that Moshe Rabbeinu should die. And who is he davening to? Because he didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. He was Koy for Belekei Yisrael, so I don't even know how this works. But he was davening, Mayur de Capella, right? He was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe should die and that I should be the leader of Klal Yisrael. Bela de Gemaisa. And Koyrach is Bela de Gemaisa. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to listen to the tefillah of Koyrach. Bela. Does anybody have a kasha? That's what you have to dive in for. Moshe's really worried, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to the tefillah of this Rosh HaMerusha. What's the Havamin in the belt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to the tefillah of such a Rosh HaMerusha? And what's he davening for? He's davening for something so evil. There's a Havamin in the world he's going to listen to the tefillah of somebody who's a Rosh HaMerusha for something so evil. It's a Pele Gedolah. Pele Gedolah. I just need one thing. I need to say for Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe in the Ebenezer Aleph. That monk, you know where it is? It's right there. You can feel it. I don't want to show my koichas in front of everybody. And I could really technically go like this, and I would be able to get it, but then I'd have to open the window. So I don't want to do it in front of everybody. But the pelatik akasha. So sometimes you have a kasha, like I said to you, the knock of the kasha is so extreme that it's obviously a flaw. So you know what the answer is? I'm going to tell you, this is one of the biggest yisaitis you'll ever learn in life. Toda rabba. Right? The biggest yisaitis you'll ever learn in life. When a person davens for something, he's going to get it. That's how it goes. When you daven, tefillah works. Now, sometimes there are things that, you know, you can't say, I daven right now, I want $1 million, and I'm going to get $1 million. But tefillah, officially tefillah works. That's how it goes. Tefillah works. And if the reason, if it didn't work, there was something. But tefillah works. That's first of all. But more than that, I think most of us knew that or hope that's true. Tefillah works. Chaskel Abramsky, you remember Chaskel Abramsky? The Chazen Yecheskel. He was married to Giyid. He came back from Siberia. And when he came back, they asked him, he didn't get sick in Siberia. Anybody who came back from Siberia, who was in prison over there in Siberia, you either came back dead, right? Or you came back halavai dead, right? Or number three, you came back dead, right? Or you came back dead. That was the choices. And he came back and he never got sick ever in Siberia. Never got sick. So they asked him, what was it? What was this must have been a schus or something? What was the schus? So he said, the first day that he got there, what was the game that they played, these Rishayim? The game they played was, okay, take off your shoes, take off your socks, and run around in the snow for an hour. So while he was running around in the snow for an hour and he was davening, right? Because in those days, that's how people were. Every day they go, they daven. You get the red light, you daven, right? I still remember my bubby, she put the challahs in the oven, right? And she started doing this whole thing like this. The whole matzah looked like licht benching. I asked her, Bobby, what's this? This is like, you know, somebody reminded me the story last week. I don't remember. I don't remember. It's like the Gemara says in Ksubis that if somebody reminds you in Adis, and like, so then you could say it happened. But so somebody was telling me that I stood in front of my Bobby and I said, Bobby, what are you doing? So Bobby said, I'm davening that the challah should be good. So little 7-year-old Tragi asked Bobby, Ichab Kasha. I don't understand. The challahs were good last week. The challahs were good the week before. And the challahs were good the week before. At least the chazaka, right? So this is the story that I don't remember, but I remember. The Bobby said, there's no mala, right? She said to my father, Herschel, that's normal. Right? Herschel, what do you think, right? What do you think? You think that the challahs were last week? I didn't happen for the challahs last week, right? That doesn't... What do you think? It doesn't go over it. It's a gate nishlokshin. There's no amount. The way it goes is with tefillah over here. Without tefillah, gate nish. It doesn't go. Right? So the challahs were good last week because I davened that the challahs should be good. I said, no, Bobby, because you turned the thing and you pressed the button. In Hungarian, that means no more questions. You know? So tefillah works. So Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, he got there the first day. He turned to Shemayim. He was running around in the snow. Right? Without the socks, without the shoes. So he turned to the Rebbeinu Shalom and he said like this. He said, Rebbeinu Shalom, it says, I think it's a Gemara, Bab Basra, Kuf, I don't know, it's at the end, Kuf Mem Dalek. Gemara says over there, Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Everything is in the Rebbeinu Shalom's Kavyachal in his control, right? Klapei's health and sickness. Chutz Metzinim Upachim. Chutz from if you don't wear your winter coat when you go outside and you're going to get a cold. So that's your fault. And it means that the Rambam explains it also means if you eat bad foods for you, you know, and for everybody else around you. If you eat bad foods, because the things that you do to yourself, you're responsible for. Okay? So the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara said, that you are responsible if you get sick on something that's your responsibility. But if a person gets sick, then that's how called Bidei Shema. So he says to Rebbeinu Shalom, he says, so now you know it's not my fault. Now you know it's not my fault because they took away my shoes and socks. So now I'm asking you, Rebbeinu Shalom, for an extra shmira. Said he never, ever, ever got sick in all of the years he was in Siberia. Pelamimus. He never got sick ever. The Bachram were Mespoil. He said, Rabbi, he says, no, anybody could do that. Right? I meant it. That's all it is. I'm talking about like Rabbi Kiva Eger. One time, the Ksav Seif was talking about the Kaycha Tefillah of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So he said that Rabbi Kiva Eger, somebody asked him, what was the Rabbi Kiva Eger's tefillah like? So Rabbi Kiva Eger said, Rabbi Kiva Eger once sent a letter to his father, the Chasam Sofer, the Rabbi Kiva Eger's son-in-law, and the letter said like this, you sent me a letter, like a telegraph, you know. So he said to him, you sent me a name to daven for, check the name, it's wrong. Check the name, that was what he wrote to him. So the Chasam Sofer checked the name, tak, it was wrong. So they sent back the Chasam Sofer the name, and they wrote back to the Rabbi Kiva Eger name, and they wrote back, you know, explain. How'd you know it was wrong? So Rabbi Kiva Eger said, because he davened and it didn't go. He felt it wasn't going. So I'm not talking about people like that. That's not normal. I'm not talking about Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger once, there's a balabas in Posen. I don't remember what we're talking about. Like, but there was a balabas in Posen. The balabas used to come to the shir every day by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Right? What were the amoldik of balabatim? They found his memoirs when he would write about his like, you know, what his days were like and whatever. He wrote at the end of his life. So he was a balabas in Posen. The man came in blue shirt and a smartphone and all, you know, and he came into the Posen based medrash every single day to listen to the shir by Rabbi Kiva Eger. One day he walks into the room, no Rabbi Kiva Eger. He walks in, where's Hashem? Where's Rabbi Kiva? He goes, go, go. So there's one bacher over there, and he's sitting there, he's davening, he's crying, and he's saying tilim. So he goes over to the bacher and he says to him, he's the shir, right? So he says, you didn't hear? Rabbi Kiva, this Balbas, he wrote in his memoirs, he used to come every day 5 minutes late to the shir. Rabbi Kiva gave him a shus, right? I actually started 15 minutes later than the shir, and Rabbi Kiva gave him a shus, so they would come in. The shir went for 4 or 5 hours, so in the middle of 5 minutes, nishkefelch, right? But so he came in, he's nobody there. Bacher, davening, crying, saying tilim. What happened? He said, you didn't hear? Rabbi Kiva fainted. He's about to die. He said, what happened? He said, there was a bacher in the shir who started to ask Rabbi Kiveger on the teretz that he was saying. He didn't understand it. He didn't understand his teretz. So he said, so Rabbi Kiveger started to get very strong back to say his teretz, to what he meant. So the bacher kept saying, but it can't be. It's not emes hasvara, whatever. Back for it. Rabbi Kiveger got so heated up, right, that while he was screaming out his teretz, Rabbi Kiveger fainted. He pasha fainted, and his body was motionless, right? So they called for the doctor, and they said, the doctor said that his matzav is very shver, and he's going to die. He's going to die. So they took him to the house, and they put candles all around, and the Chevra Kadisha was there. So this balabas, he writes it in the memoir, it's not part of the story, but it was moiridik. The balabas says to the bachas, I asked the bachar, what was the shayla? Rabbi Kiveger is about to die, right? He says, what was the shayla? So the bachar is saying, you have to think about the shayla, and I have to say, tell him, what was the shayla? What was the Shailam? What was Rabbi Kiveger's teretz? So he told him the Shailam. So he said, he's right. He's right. Rabbi Kiveger's right. He's right. Right? So he went straight to the house. He went straight out. There's everybody around Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger's lying there on the ground. Dead. Kimat dead. Right? Kimat dead. And then he says he has to tell Rabbi Kiveger he's right. And the stomach went to Rabbi Kiveger will feel he's right. And so he goes over to Rabbi Kiveger and he's about to whisper something in his ear. And then he looks at Rabbi Kiveger. He gets up and he says, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. That's in my eye. Why do you know he's going to be fine? He said, I listened. Rabbi Kiveger is davening. You see, his lips are moving. They thought it just was like, chattering. Rabbi Kiveger was davening. So he said he davened like this. Because when you daven with a svar, it works. Rabbi Kiveger davened like this. He said, please, Rabbi Shalaylam, don't let me die. Because, number one, you know the teretz I said was emes. And you know that I said it not for my COVID, and not, but I said it mikoyach my amal batayra. And you know I wasn't looking for COVID. It's emes. It wasn't just some svara. It was emes. So that's one reason I shouldn't die. And if that's not enough of a reason I shouldn't die, this is what he said to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Another reason I shouldn't die is because that bacher, he'll never be able to go on in life. He killed Rebbe Kiva Eger. He killed Rebbe Kiva Eger. He won't be able to go on. So Mela, please don't. So he said, he's going to live. He'll be fine. Rabbi Kiveger's tefillah. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about regular people tefillah. Even regular people tefillah. I'm not talking about that. Regular people tefillah. A bacher came to me this week. He missed a mincha. And he asked me about tashlumin. I told him about tashlumin. He asked me, is he allowed to get tashlumin? Is not allowed to get tashlumin? Kafi, what I heard, he wasn't allowed to get tashlumin. He basically went to bed at 7:51, right? Shkia 7:52, whoever's not laughing, right? And then, and Peledik, delayed reaction, right? And Peledik, he woke up at 8:30 the next day, right? So he wanted to know, he missed mincha. Did he get tashlumim? So I said, if you are, you don't get tashlumim. I'm not saying which establishment he was in, though. But, I said, don't you want to ask me about, tikkunei tshuva or something? You missed the mincha. You missed the mincha. So he said to me, you're right. I guess I have to do tshuva. People that come with that type of heartfelt sorrow. I guess I have to do tshuva. So I told him, look, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, but I'll tell you a story. There was once a bacher that missed mincha. There was a bacher that missed mincha in Slobodka. I got to remember this, but it was a bacher in Slobodka, he missed mincha. So he went to the altar. He said to the altar, what do? I missed mincha. I missed mincha. So the altar told him, don't know. I'm sure you all did the tashlumin, right? But he said, don't know. So he said, the only thing he could think of is go to Rav Naftali Amsterdam, that was the Talmud of Rav Yisrael, and don't know. The altar didn't know what to do. The altar knew everything. When you would come into the altar and you had a shayla, an eitzah, in anything, in every single aspect of life, halacha also, shkaf, halacha, everything, eitzah, everything in the world, bein beruchnis, bein begashmis, being in every iota of the existence of the Bria, he would know what to do. You would walk in there sometime. They said it was like Nevuah. You would walk in there. You wouldn't even be able to say your question. He would already tell you what you should do. right? Marry the girl, not marry the girl, kill her, anything you want. Anything. By the altar, it was like Pachat Chodin. They say, there are people that say that by the altar, they lost all Koyach HaBechira, because you walked in there, boom, whatever the altar says, you had to do, right? I missed Mincha. What do I do? Don't know. Don't know. Go to Holy Amsterdam. So I went to place Amsterdam, whatever, right? You went to Amsterdam, I don't know. And he spent Shabbos in Holy Amsterdam. Nope. He couldn't get himself the whole Shabbos. It wasn't the time to ask Rav Naftali, Miss Mincha, whatever. Mincha Shabbos, they're on their way to Mincha together. And Rav Naftali says to this Bacher, he says the best time of the whole week is Mincha Shabbos by him. Because Mincha is the tefillah that you're nene. That's the tefillah. Mincha is when you're nene. And it's Shabbos. And it's Shabbos. Shabbos is Murdik. Shabbos is Murdik. It's Shabbos. He starts talking about Shabbos Mincha. He looks forward to it the whole week. He waits for Shabbos Mincha. Murdik. So the Bacher says, that's why I came. I missed Mincha. I missed Mincha. So he says, what do you mean you missed Mincha? He says, no, one day this week I missed Mincha. And the altar told me to come. Before he can finish talking, the body of Rav Naftali Amsterdam started to shake so bad that he fell. He fell on the floor in the middle of the Holland. I don't know where he was. He fell on the floor. He was shaking so bad. He just started to say, oi, hi, Miss Mincha. Mincha. I thought I can come to Mincha. He fell on the floor. Everybody came over, right? They came over. He couldn't go weiter. They carried him home. He missed Mincha. He came back to the altar. He came back to the altar, right? The altar says, now you know why I sent you there? Because now I understand. Now you understand what the mincha is. Now you understand what the mincha is. You understand. So now you understand that when a person davens, look what it says here in the pasuk. Now I'm going to tell you Davar Nifla from Rav Moshe. It says over here that when you daven for something, even if you're bad, even if it's bad, the davening that Moshe Rabbeinu should die, right? Even if it's bad, tefillah works. I don't know what, where, when, how, but that's state. And that's why Moshe davened to counter that davening. Don't listen to Korach, right? Don't listen to Korach. Daven that Korach tefillah shouldn't be answered because tefillah works even if you're bad. A paletik maisa, that's what it says. Where else do we find that? By that Russian Marusha, the ear miklat, he walks in there, the kayin is duchening, he's sitting there underneath, the kayin gadol is duchening, saying that, I hope he dies, right? Miyad. He's hoping he dies. He's davening that Aaron HaKohen should die. The Ganef, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when he's stealing in the Machteres, the Ganef says a little tefillah, Ribbono Shel Olam, please help me out over here. They shouldn't wake up, and if they wake up, I should be stronger. And the whole matzav over there. Even the Rosh Marusha Ganef is going to come back like a chihuahua. Right? And even that Rosh Marusha, when he davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to tefillah. I say, hey, there's no games. Hashem listens to it. There's a Gemara, Peladik Gemara. It's Betzim, it's a Pasuk in Navi, but I have no chance on that. So it's a Gemara. The Gemara said that Shmuel, you saw the rain this week? You saw the rain, or you guys were so Ryan and learning? Right? You saw it? Oh, okay. Now we know you're not so Ryan. Okay. Right. I'm sitting there in Ramat Shlomo. It was only by me? Oh, it was Murdik. Well, I mean, it was a Kalala, but Murdik. You look at the. You know, it's pouring. Right? We're sitting out there, we learned in my house. We're sitting over there in the living room. It's pouring. There are cats falling. There are dogs falling. Fragments. It was mamish pouring. In the middle of summer, I never saw this before. Right? Never saw this. You saw it? Right? Peladik. I never saw it. And I said, I know this from somewhere. I know this. Where is this from? I know this. It says by Shmuel. When Shmuel, they came to Shmuel, they said, Rebbe, we want a melech. You know, Rebbe, we want a melech. We want a king. We want a king. No, this Rebbe Shizah. We want a king. We want a melech. So Shmuel said, no, you shouldn't have a king. It's a bad thing. And Dashay, the kids are, they hacked. Shmuel asked the Baruch Hashem said, give him a king. After his Peladik Maisa, the Ein Yankiv brings us down and Brachas Daf Yud Beis. He says, Shmuel went, Peladik Maisa, Shmuel went, davened that it should rain. In the middle of the summer. Sound familiar? It davened it should rain in the middle of the summer. It started to rain. And all the people started to, oh, this is terrible, terrible. And then Shmuel davened, the rain should go away. What's going on here? Moiridik. So they say shots like this. The on the page, he has a sefer called the Raf. It's not the Riff, it's the Raf. It's a Moiridik. He says, you know what the pshat is? Shmuel was teaching them a Moiridik lesson. They were thinking to themselves, we asked for a king. Shmuel said no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with us and not Shmuel. So you see, we're right, because you think Hashem is going to give us something that's not good for us? So Shmuel said, that's what you think? You can get something that you're daven for that's not good for you. I'll daven for rain in the summer, which is a klala, and you see it'll rain, and it rained. Oh, so you can get something that's not good for you, even through davening. Rav Moshe, we don't have time, I'll just tell you it outside. Rav Moshe Yerideya, go look at it afterward. Rav Moshe and Yerideya, in Ebenezer, it's Simon Tzadi Aleph, right over here. Rav Moshe says, Shaila. The name of the Shaila is, can I steal the girl out from under the other guy? Right? That's the name of the Shaila. It's a Gemara, Kedushin, about Dani Mabich Lechura. The guy started going out with the girl. Are you allowed to go? The Gemara's talking about business. So you have, you know, this bumper comes back. He's telling you, he's going out with this girl. No. So, I mean legal, relax, guys. I mean, like, you know, in the Shiduchin, whatever. You know. So he says, he's going out with the girl. You're listening to this? You're listening to this? Meyer Dick. She sounds great for me. Right? This sounds really great for me. But what can I do? I can't kill him. I can't kill him. That's very low. So he starts thinking, what can I do? What can I do? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva to this bacher. Can I go and steal the girl out from under? I'll call the shatan. You know, my roommate has a lot of issues. You know about the snoring? No, forget that. What, and the smell? You don't know about that? No, okay, forget it. Okay, bye. So Moshe has a tshuva here, right? Rav Moshe in the tshuva basically comes out that you can't steal away the girl. Once there's already, they started, I'm not getting involved now. Shine. Rav Moshe at the end of the tshuva, he asks the kasha, I think the shayla asks the kasha. He asks him, aye, but the Gemara might cut in David Ches. The Gemara says like this, you're allowed even to be maris, you're allowed to get engaged, even on, he says, even on Tisha B'Av. Even on Tisha B'Av. Why? Zok the Gemara, why are you allowed to get engaged on Tisha B'Av? You're not on Tisha B'Av. So the answer is, because Shema Yakdimenu Acher Birachamim. Because maybe someone else, Rashi explains it, someone else is going to daven and you're going to lose the girl. Someone else is going to daven and you're going to lose the girl. So maybe you're allowed to actually get... But wait a second, Shtazakfa, what are we talking about here? The Gantz Klal Yisrael. Everyone's sitting on the floor crying, there's no Beis HaMikdash. The other bacher in the room is crying, there's no Beis HaMikdash. We Baruch Shalom, there's a Chorb in this house out there. Please, we Baruch Shalom, bring the Beis HaMikdash. This Rosh HaMarusha, he's lying in his bed without a pillow. In Rosh HaMarusha, he's lying in his bed davening, please Ribbono Shel Olam, right? It's a good time because everybody's busy with something else right now. Please Ribbono Shel Olam, give me that girl, right? Give me that girl. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to that Rosh HaMarusha. So the Shoyal asked Rav Moshe, you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to that Rosh HaMarusha? Elamai, it must be that he's allowed to ask for the girl. It must be, he's allowed to ask for the girl. Because if not, what's the other meaning in the ganze welt that you have to get engaged on Rosh Hashanah, on Tisha B'Av, because somebody else is going to have the girl? It must be that I'm allowed to. It's within the realm of Ishtadlis. Akami didn't make the shidduch yet, so then I'm allowed to steal her. Such with Moshe, what are you talking about? You think that if you daven for something that's not good for you, that you're not going to get it? No. Zot Rav Moshe, no. Kavanasa im aser lacherim, Zot Rav Moshe, aval ein zerayo, Zot Rav Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yisbarach, Yekabel tfilasai, he'll listen to his tfilah, av shemevakesh dover shelo yaya roi levakesh. Even if you ask for something that's not right, you'll get it. Tfilah works. Dr. Maisha, why? I don't care. But tefillah works. So the next time, I'll be messiah with this. So when you daven for something, davening gift, be very careful. It's a kayach. When you daven for a shidduch, you don't daven, you're going out with that girl. Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, give me that girl, because you'll get her, right? And life will be Gehenim. Halavai Gehenim, right? So what are you daven for? What are you daven? You daven. Ribbono Shel Olam, it should go smooth, right? If you're going out, it should be clear. It should be clear. If you really, really want her, you should daven that if it's the right thing, it should go easy, right? But never say, give me the girl, man, right? Because you're going to get her, right? So you say, but you can't be. Hashem's going to give me something that's not good for me. Yes. That's what you see from Shmuel. That's what you see from Karach. That's what you see from Ramosha. That's what you see from everywhere, right? All have a good Shabbat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemale Mishalos Libeinu Litoiva. Reb Pam Zecharin Levracha told me once, L'toiva means what? L'toiva means, because it's not always what's best for me. So we ask Hashem if it's best for me.
Amen.
Okay.
That was great.
Can you say? What?
Okay, fine, this time.
You're going to throw me out in front of everyone.
What a schluss to have Rabbi Kalis in Yeshiva. It's unbelievable. Alex, remember the first time I came to your house?
Yeah.
You remember?
It's Moitzei Tishba.
What time?
It was 11 or 12 or 1.
Yeah, 1.
It was 11 or 12 or 1. But you had a car. You had a car that day. So I said, yeah, I'll come to you. He said, nah, I'm renting a car anyways.
There you go.
Then he shows up.
Oh, Hashem, it's a very good
system.
What is that?
Two.
Yeah. It was
Spet. Who is this guy? It's two more.
It was Spet. It was definitely Spet.